The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 1863775. LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
All right, it's time now for What Would Brady Do? The most moral man in all of Phoenix joins us every Monday. Well, he's here all the time, but for this. And it is to answer the questions you all have about your lives, and Brady makes your life a little better with his judgmental, moral ways. Are you ready, Brady?
Yes.
All right. It's brought to you by our friends at M&P Jewelers over on 12th Street and Indian School. M&P Jewels, you want something good? They got it. You want to drop something off? They'll take it. It's just as easy as that, located right there in Mo Money Pond, 12th Street and Indian School. M&P Jewelers bring you What Would Brady Do? Let's start here. Dear Brady, my wife is a slob. I've been married to her for 5 years. I've dated her for 9. In the beginning, when we started dating, I would see her bedroom and just be walking through clothes everywhere. Now that we live together and have for a while, it's never been that bad. But the house can get bad. I'm a clean freak. I do 95% of the cleaning around the house. Part of my wife's sloppiness is due to how lazy she is. She would do the laundry once a month. So the bathroom floor and her side of the room is covered in her clothes. If I cook dinner, she would have to do the dishes, but she would let them sit for days. Anytime it's her turn to cook, she just orders takeout. Now that we have a little girl, the house has gotten so bad, I need to call my mom over for help. I've talked to her about it several times, talked to her about helping out, but it would only work for a few days and then back to her normal lazy self. I knew what I got myself into, but I had the mindset that I would help her change her sloppy ways as she grew older. What more can I do, Kelly?
You know, he nailed it on the head that sometimes you create what you knew what you're getting into. And then the fact that you just can't let things hang for a day or two, you're going to clean it up. So she knows that now.
Right.
And that just magnifies the whole situation because she knows you're going to clean it up.
Brady, what you're saying is you married a lazy pig, made people yep. with it, and now you're stuck.
At least there is a little bright light.
What is it?
Well, that when he talked to her, there was a couple of days that yeah. it was working. So you need to pursue that. I don't know what it is, the magical rule of the 21-day thing. In order to change a habit,
yeah,
you gotta that follow through has to be on you too.
Right.
If you're gonna say she's gonna start cleaning, you got to keep on it.
But here's the thing about somebody
I honestly don't think it'll ever
change.
It won't.
A lazy pig doesn't clean; they straighten. The worst yeah. thing in the world you can get is a neat stacker, somebody that makes a room look clean, but the corners are gross. Like they don't really clean it; they just present it. It's staged. So when you've
I
got
have
a pig,
my piles.
Yeah, but you, I'll say this: I'm messy, but I'm not dirty. There's a difference. Like yeah, if you're a yeah. dirty person, your house is dirty, and sometimes you can straighten everything up to make it look clean. But some people that are dirty, just you look under a chair or something, you see all the glunk and stuff because they never moved a chair to mop or clean
yeah.
or vacuum. You see all the glops. So yeah, you've got a pig on your hands. You signed up for a pig, Brett. You're Italian. You ever date a pig?
I played the fifth on that one.
Are you the sloppy one, or is Medea?
I'm not. I'm messy. I'm kind of.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys. Like, can you clean this up, man? I just throw everything in the closet. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely.
When I get to
and then
clean
I go digging later.
Yeah. When I get to cleaning, I clean it. But for the most part, I'm messy. But I don't think I'm dirty.
No. I'm not dirty. I'm messy, sloppy,
Yeah, but, sloppy. There's a difference. But if you've got a dirty person on your hands, you're never going to teach him to clean anything. You'll teach him to hide the mess.
Right.
I learned that the hard way with a girl who I thought was clean until I started to kind of inspect her place a little bit. Like, there's everything was like surface clean, but if you opened a couch cushion or something, there was like cat poop in it.
Ugh.
Like, it was dried up poop nuggets and stuff. Like, she never dug deep to clean. And then once
bathrooms are always a good indicator.
Huge indicator.
Back in the dating days, and you finally got over to the place.
You see a hurricane, it's dangerous. I remember there was a girl that I thought was so amazing, beautiful. And a friend of mine called me up and said, hey, I'm at her apartment right now because she forgot something. So I had to go into, she gave me the key to go in her apartment. And you want me to tell you about something I'm seeing? I'm like, what? And he goes, her house is the dirtiest place I've ever seen. And he goes, and I'm looking at a pair of underwear on her bathroom floor right now. It's got like a neon green stain in it. And immediately I was like, oh, no.
I've always went with judging a woman by the way she keeps her car. If her car's in disarray and a mess, so's the rest of her life.
Nah, Megan's a bad car. I'm bad car, too. Oh, my car.
You don't
want to
look under the hood is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You don't want to get in there. But that hit me personally because my car's a disaster.
You're a slob when it comes to the car, huh?
I am a car pig.
Ugh.
That's the worst. I am the worst at it.
It is. It looks like a homeless person who's been living in it.
I looked in it the other day. I got a...
out the exterior. Unbelievable.
Yeah. A client. Yeah, the exterior looks great.
That's like stuffing everything in the closet. Yeah, it looks good on the outside.
It's a beautiful girl with a yeast infection. That's what I am. But I got a gift the other day from clients, and they packed the box full of packing... What do they call that? Like, I want to say streamers, but it's
peanuts,
it's decorative. It's decorative. It's the paper
and colored confetti
and like streamers and string and all that. It was just a T-shirt, right? But I stopped at a light and the box that it was in slid forward and spilled everywhere. So now my car, which smells like a gym because my React Defense stuff has my workout clothes in it, I haven't been there for 2 months.
Oh.
And those swamp clothes, boxing gloves, MMA gloves, all my sweaty crap still in the back of that. And I've just gotten used to it. If anybody gets in my car, they're like, holy God, what's going on? I'm like, that's workout clothes.
COVID doesn't even want to climb.
No. It's cooked in the sun all summer. My car is terrible about dirty. I'm awful at it. Awful. So basically what I'm saying is, you, Brett.
I stick with my statement.
Yeah,
the hell with that.
Eat a wang. Eat an arm wang, Fessley. Megan's sloppy, too, but hers is all water bottles. She's a big water bottle dropper. Although I will say.
A huge box of them yesterday.
Water bottles?
I mean, not the water bottles, the even some of those Hydro Flask stuff.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah. I will say this. In the nice car, we've got one car because my Jeeps are my just trash vomit everywhere. But in the car that Megan has, that is the nice one for when we go and do stuff, she's great about keeping that one clean. And that's the one we take to valet. That's what I say. We have our valet car.
That's just the water bottles?
No, there's hardly any water bottles in that. I mean, that's a real easy cleanup. The Jeeps, though, I swear, it looks like a recycling factory in there. It's just so Yeah, you hurt me with that a little bit. Dear Brady, my boss is the single hottest woman I've ever seen. She and I work very closely together. It's a small company. We have dinner together. We work late a lot, 3 nights a week most of the time. I've even slept over at her house on occasion, but not sexually, just because time ran out. We have an amazing relationship, and she keeps saying to me, "You are the one. It's too bad we work together." Well, I'm thinking to myself, why pass up on the opportunity to love someone that I love this much and get along with? Brady, what would you do? Would you ask her out, Tyler?
I'd evaluate, man, if I do ask her out. Basically, it's taking that big step. Do we cross over from the friends to the next level? Which, once you do that, I what is it, 99%? I don't know. You can't. It's really tough to go back to saying, all right, we're just friends and we work with each other.
Brady Tripp here from the office. Yeah. John and I date and there's no problem. If he'd just ask me.
Ew.
I understand that.
That's
the 1% club.
Yeah. I can't imagine dating your boss. Also can't imagine having a woman for a boss.
If I would now, oh I would say
place is going under.
I'd try to find another place to work. Or if the working situation is so good, I appreciate that side of it too. But I, you know, if you're going to date, you'd have to, my advice would be is work somewhere else.
Do you make it known? Like, I want to ask you on a date, but if you're going to say no, we'll just keep it as a work relationship. Or do you just go for it? You got to kind of set it up.
Having experience on that by going for it, I'm just telling you.
You've dated your boss?
Not my boss.
Oh, yeah.
Wild Whitney.
No. Wasn't,
Wild wasn't Whitney was your boss? You dated a boss once?
No, not a boss up here. You know, but going into it and it was great and you thought, oh, there's no downside. You find out the downside once the relationship ends. Where you're just, you know, coming into the office like, oh boy, yeah. Now you got to face this person. And then it's weird.
I dated the person who ran a department.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than somebody getting out of a manager's meeting and blowing you in a closet at work. That was pretty great.
It helps, but there's the problem. I mean, it helps if you're in different departments.
Right.
That has a little bit of a better chance. Right. But when you're in the same, or it's your...
We worked closely directly, together. That was the dangerous thing. We did work closely. Yeah. Like, I dealt with her department a lot.
And then I can't remember...
I married her.
Did you have to keep it undercover at all?
No.
Everyone pretty much knew right off the bat, right?
The in-house sex we had to keep quiet.
Yes.
Because, Brady, if you remember, because you were in the building too, whenever there was a... an intercom call out that had anything to do with Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
That was the clue.
That was go time.
Yeah, I need to talk about the Siegfried and Roy, John, if you could come to my office. And I'd meet her in the third floor. There was this little area.
Where the ghosts are?
Yeah, I'd bang her with the ghosts. And it happened quite a lot, actually. And then there was a couple times where we would come up with new code words because the Siegfried and Roy thing was getting kind of obvious. So we'd have new ones. And then... you know, we just
that
go
made
over
it fun. You know,
it was pretty fun.
Both productive.
Oh yeah, we got our jobs done. Thinking about that right now, and in this building, if you just heard that,
John, if you'd like to come to my office, I'd like to talk to you about the Siegfried and Roy thing.
Like, oh no, I got to go bang Trip up in the third floor.
I can't wait to come back and hear that.
We got to get an intercom. You just shout it down the hall. That guy's so loud. Siegfried and Roy upstairs. Ready?
Now.
Yeah. That's me. I got to go, guys.
Oh, come on.
No, Trip. I got to do this spot, and I got a meeting in 10 minutes. Just 5 minutes of Siegfried and Roy. That's our code for anal. Stop telling everybody that.
Montecore.
Yeah. I want to play Montecore and you bite my head off. I'm going to act retarded and you dump me out of this chair. Ow, I got bit in the head by a tiger. Oh no, I'm incapacitated. Roar.
Oh, you're too good at this.
Yeah, role play.
Trip comes back to the office. He forgot to take off his sequin shirt.
That wasn't sequins, Brady. Just forgot to towel down.
He's glistening.
You're going to love this one, Brady. This is COVID-19 trouble. We don't get a lot of these. This is a good one. Dear Brady, my roommate has paid rent to me for the last few months by letting me sleep with his girlfriend.
What?
Ooh.
It's been 5 months now. It's my condo. I am the owner, but he pays me as a roommate $690 a month. Because he's been furloughed as a waiter and a bartender.
Is that Trip coming?
Yep.
Down?
Siegfried and Roy.
Over here, Siegfried, if you're interested, door's open. He comes down the hall and rethinks coming on the show.
Yep.
I was going to come in and then I changed my mind because I didn't want to be Roy.
He just wanted to do that. Really?
Come on. The other day when we made him the, when we did the sexual harassment classes, we got him confused. And when he said that Trip Reeb won best in the building, I walked by his office and he goes, really? I'm like, you won, though. You were like best.
What?
I wanted to come involve myself in the show, but it went so far I had to walk away. Anyway, This guy's letting his roommate's girlfriend is having sex with him in lieu of rent. He's been furloughed as a waiter bartender. His girlfriend is smoking hot, but I'm paying full pull for the whole place. And yes, I've developed feelings for her. It's weird. What do I do? Sims.
Man.
Congratulations. You're married.
Yeah.
You're paying for everything. And then she has sex with you
trouble.
Once a month.
Yes. Well, just on top of, man, talk about potential nightmare. Because, you know, in lieu of actual money.
Right.
And if that exchange gets out, that's.
Can I say something
some
here?
Some of that's illegal.
Brady.
Could be.
Illegal or otherwise. Don't fall for a girl who's willing to pay her boyfriend's rent with her vag. Right off the bat. Not a good girl, not someone to love at all. Do not develop feelings for a girl who's like, yeah,
you don't think that's the ultimate sacrifice?
No, I think dying for your country is. And I'd rather do that than have, pimp my girlfriend out and have her say, sure.
The only way you fix this is just have her move in.
No,
with
Brady,
you,
stop.
And then
no.
Provide a room for the guy for 4 more months. Have it under. I'm just kidding. No, that is not the.
The key is
you blew it.
If you can afford to keep paying, keep this trash until you're bored with it. But if you're developing feelings for this girl, look in the mirror and say, "What am I starting to like?" This is a girl who's willing to sleep with me in lieu of rent. She's a hooker, and she's not even the one that's getting the benefit from it. It's just to keep her boyfriend in a condo.
God bless her.
She's a wonderful
Absolutely.
Person, but you do not develop feelings for this.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the blessings on that, Brett.
I think God has sent this angel to heaven for rent for furlough. I mean, he brought us COVID, and she's a solution to the answer. So God's responsible for all of it. I'm with Brett. God bless this little angel. And she's hot to boot, but she's insane. I'm most worried about this guy because he says he's developing feelings. That horrifies.
And he's going to have that. I mean, he's probably already told her. Look, I'm kind of falling for you.
I'm developing feelings. Unlike Roy, who had none in the left side of his body after that.
Trip! No!
Siegfried! Over here, Roy! Yeah!
You're just inviting him to come down
now. I'm trying to get him down here.
Jumping through hoops of fire.
Yeah. Don't fall for a girl who's willing to pay for rent with her vagina. You and I both know.
For a while.
No. Oh, yeah, you bang it for a little bit. You don't fall for her. I mean, look no further than Ace
I'm
Rothstein.
I'm saying no to that scenario altogether.
This is Ace Rothstein. No, Brady, that's what you would do. And yes, we respect that. It's
not
insane.
Not in lieu of rent.
You bone a girl in lieu of rent for a little while, and then you boot them all. Look at the Brett and I share a movie that we both find to be a top fiver of all time, Casino. And Sharon Stone's character is exactly this.
Yep.
She is always going to be committed to Lester Diamond because for whatever reason, she'd go out and get all the goods with her vagina and bring it back to him. You're falling for that. And look what happened in the end. Ace Rothstein had 2 cars get wrecked because of this bitch.
John,
terrible.
I hate to do this, but.
Oh, you're going to ruin it.
The minute it turns is when she says, I was forced to do this because I couldn't pay rent.
Man.
Now you're in deep trouble.
Damn it. No, it's his rent, right?
Yeah, it's the boyfriend's rent.
Boyfriend's rent, yeah.
Right, doesn't matter. It could be threatened, she says, I had to do this. I mean, both guys are in trouble.
I don't know. She's volunteering for it. Until she says she's not. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Until then,
it
she's a hooker.
It could create a big headache you're wrecking. To clear up.
Get some paperwork is what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is all.
You got to get under the contract
or what?
Yeah, this
is agreed upon. Everybody's doing this under their own volition. Sign here that we're doing this as 2 consenting adults. In lieu of rent, you're having sex with me so your boyfriend can live here.
But I just don't even think you can even do that binding contract.
Sure you can. If she's it's an illegal act to pay for.
Yeah,
well, no, it's not. Because then Megan's got to go. Essentially, same thing.
No, it's different.
Really, it's just a paperwork that says she doesn't have to do anything. Really, that's all a marriage is.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because I'm right.
But I think the contracts are different.
How?
Well, one, if you have, I don't know if you have a contract on the marriage, you have a license.
I mean, technically, if Megan stopped having sex with me.
It's a different contract altogether.
She couldn't live there anymore.
I'm just telling you, you got a tough
one. Yeah, because what's she's a dog caretaker at that point?
Right, and I can hire that out.
Right.
And especially with this girl that I know about through the What Would Brady Do, I could hire her out and have sex with her. I mean, I like having her there, but if she's like, no more sex ever again, I'm like, well, then you're going to kick in for half.
Well, the value, I mean, what she's giving up for rent right now is $600. So rent at your place would be...
It's a little higher.
Yeah.
I'd give her a break.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also BJ's.
Right.
I'll live there, and I'll bring some tigers.
And cheese.
Oh, yeah, and the cheese. God, that's almost worth it. All right, finally. That's a tough one. I only struggle with the idea that you're falling for this incredibly immoral person. And you're gonna you think it's bad now, trap yourself with that mess. Have feelings for that nightmare. Who's willing to have sex for rent.
He's not even her rent. Forbidden fruit.
Like, I could see if it was her rent. Like, if it was to keep her in a place. It's not even her rent.
Like I said, God bless her.
God bless her. When you say it like that.
See?
She's doing it because she loves that man. I've never been loved that much by anybody.
No.
Megan and I were at the Ferrari dealership the other day, and there was an $850,000 car. And I'm like, man, oh, man, that just an amazing vehicle. V12, whatever the hell's inside this thing. It's running 1,000 horsepower. It's all souped up sitting in the showroom.
And she never wants to see your workout stuff.
Oh, my God. I can imagine all the water bottles I'd throw in there. And Megan didn't once just say, all right, I want you to have that. Who do I have to in this place for my husband to have this? Not once was she that unselfish in there.
Damn her.
Didn't even think it. I don't even think she thought it. I was thinking it the whole time. Like, man, you need to blow everybody in here. I need to blow people. We're going to look like those seals and horns in the 1950s variety show. Anyway, all right. One of my best friends, Brady, is under the impression that after high school we're going to be roomies. This is not so. And as much as I love the guy, he's lazy, immature, and terrible with money. Well, I got a solution. The thing is, I'll be renting an apartment with friends that he knows very well, and I can't really think of an excuse to justify any of this. If I tell him the truth, it'll crush him. How do I fix this conundrum without losing a friendship? I'm his best friend. And I'm worried about how he'll deal with a hard no that I know Chancellor Holmberg would give. Help me, Brady Bogan. You're my only hope.
I mean, this is the one that you speak the truth on this one. Because your best friend saying, here's the hesitations I have. Tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Dude, you're a wreck. And we can't have that.
I wouldn't tell him that. Place. I mean, there's an easy excuse to just say, like, look, we're best friends. Let's not wreck it by living together and find out we can't stay. I don't want to ruin a friendship.
Yeah, there's an easy way to let that one down.
I'd rather live with people that I'm not afraid of losing as friends than I am you. Our friendship's too important to risk.
Let's not put that on the line.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I know we could be great being pals, but I just don't want to live with a guy and then find out, you know, it's too hard to live with someone.
But come on, when Squiddy comes over and all that, we're going to have
You can be
a good
over
time.
All the time, but and you're going to be there. But best friends, we don't need to live together because I don't want to lose you as a friend. And who knows how, maybe we hate each other living together. Very rarely do best friends ever, I never wanted to live with my best friend.
No.
Mark and I never even breached it.
I did twice, and the second time he went into clinical depression, and I didn't see
him
for 30
you bored
days.
Someone to, into
I did.
A home.
I actually did.
You're Colin Robinson.
No, I bored him into medication is what I did.
Living with you sent a man into the loony bin in his 20s.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well done. The first guy hung himself, just didn't even try for the medicine.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, he's just gone. Both best friends.
I'm with good friends. It is tough. You can definitely, I mean, my freshman year in college was the two best friends, and it was fine, but I knew them a lot longer, you know, since ninth grade.
Right.
That probably, it made it easier to, you just knew each other well enough.
Here's the other thing that it was probably just a little short period of time, and you guys didn't know anybody else down there.
Right.
So you don't want to find out some lunatic lives with you. So at the very least, you're going to stay together for a little bit. But long term in it with your bestie, I think that can be bad.
Because then we went, you know, in the fraternity house, we went separate. We had different roommates.
Heck, the one place that I used to hang out with all the time, all these guys, Andy Swingle, Chris Vanderzanten, were cousins. Cousins, and they lived in this apartment together, and I stayed there a lot. And I remember it was Joe Roget was the other guy in there, and they're all hanging out in this apartment. And the cousins, Andy and Chris, were best pals. Cousins grew up together, everything else. And I'm sitting there at 5 in the morning once, eating a bowl of cereal, playing video games, because I had nowhere to go. And up walks, I think it was Chris first, and he put his dick in Andy's milk. And he's like, what? And he goes, the guy's drinking all my milk. And he put his wang in the milk thing and, like, shook the thing around, put it back. So I was like, what the hell's going on around here? And then Andy found out about it.
And you're...
Yeah, no. I knew which milk to drink, and it wasn't dick milk. I don't know. By the way, dick milk just came out of my mouth. I'll never say that phrase again. Ever.
No.
Ever.
These tricks are good this morning.
I knew which milk was good, and it wasn't dick milk.
Who's got a gallon of dick milk?
So then Andy found out about it and dyed all of Chris's clothes blue. All of them.
Oh.
And they've wrestled and fought. They're still cousins, and they're still friends, but I just remember that story was so out of hand at how much they ended up just living together made them just they were combative, like, immediately. Just they did not live together well, as close as they thought they could be. They'd known each other since they were little kids. And I always looked at that like, I do not want roommates. I don't want it.
No.
I didn't tell on him either about the milk and the penis. And I feel bad about that to this day. I probably should have said something. I shouldn't have been there. I was just hanging out.
I shouldn't have seen what I seen.
I remember the day that my friend, because there was a rotating door of buddies that moved in and out of this apartment. And Brian Rendall was there. And Rendall all of a sudden just gets up off the couch and goes, well, that's it. He was the only one who heard the gunshot.
What?
We all were watching TV. That's it. And he left. And then a couple nights later, there was gunplay in the parking lot. And he's like, I'm done here. It was Sahara Palms. It was the same place that all the Chris Valenzuelas lived that I told you about a couple days ago.
All of them.
The same apartment complex. Anyway, well, there you go. That, my friends, is what Brady did. And if you're sleeping with someone for rent, it's only okay if it's your rent. If you're doing it to keep your boyfriend from being homeless, that means she doesn't even want the boyfriend to move in with her.
Yes.
Right.
To prevent him
she's
from
preventing
moving in with
him from leaving. Yep. She knows how bad a roommate he is. She's willing to sleep with other people to keep him out of her life.
God bless her.
God bless her indeed, Brett. I mean, the more you say it, the more you realize what a smart girl this is. But you don't want to fall for her. And would you be mad or happy if Medea's like, I'll get us out of this pickle. We're not paying for this meal. I think I get it. Take me to Ocean 44. And she's like, this is on me. I'm like, okay. And then she disappears for 8 or 9 minutes and goes, it's free. We can go. It would be a tough pill to swallow.
If it was like Syria and Vegas.
Oh, Syria.
I'd be okay with that. Go ahead.
You can back me up on Syria.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Our poop smelled like
food. Oh, yes.
Food.
Oh, yes.
The food at Syrio at Vegas, which is now closed, was so good that I text Brett the next day.
So good it had to close.
My poop smells like a delicious restaurant. And he said, me too.
It was
amazing.
That's
why they closed.
It was
recycling poop.
I think too many people were eating their feces afterwards.
How about this take? Well, boys, there's no way that vag is worth $600-$700 to smash. He's just going to end up knocking her up, and then he'll have to kick out his roommate anyway and be a dad. No, thank you.
That's a good point. That's a great point. You're going to knock her up?
A hooker like that's got to be on some kind of birth control.
Yeah, but then you got to wear rubbers, and it's like $700. You're going to have sex pretty much 10 or 11 times. She's not a real prostitute. There's too many strings attached. $400 for a real prostitute, I think, is pretty average night.
And then there's
this one.
Listen
to your life coach.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's this one. John, you think those cousins were bad? I used to do taint checks with my roommate's shirts and then hang him back in his closet.
Oh, man. My wine would smell fun. So John, two things. Dick Milk and the Blue Clothes is a great band name. Second, the story sounds like something you'd see on Judge Judy.
So you're suing your cousin for dyeing your clothes blue because he stuck his dick in your milk? Show me the receipt. Do you have photos? Show me the receipt of these. What? How could you prove he put his dick in your milk?
I had it tested at a lab.
I do not have.
You don't have receipts for dick milk. I don't. How do you get that?
Judgment for the plaintiff. You didn't come prepared. That's your problem.
It's true, Judge. Not it was problem. A dick, but it was not my dick.
It was somebody else's. But look, I encouraged it.
Ah, the whole world's going to hell.
There you go. That is what Brady did, everyone. My goodness, you're all a mess.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MD100-2031, NMLS number 186377. LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.